Chapter 4. Like a Spy. Oak Glen Primary School goes from kindergarten through sixth grade, which puts our third grade class right in the middle, if you count kindergarten, and us third grade kids are in the middle size-wise too, except for me. I'm the shortest kid, boy or girl, in Miss Sanchez's class, and I have been all semester. I keep hoping that someone even shorter will transfer in, like a leprechaun, maybe. But no such luck. Dad tells me I'll start growing taller pretty soon. But when? If the weather is nice, which it almost always is in Oak Glen, we play outside near the picnic tables before school starts. While the boys play, and the girls in our class mostly just hang, talk or whisper, and make fun of us boys. My opinion is that the girls don't want to mess up their clothes first thing in the morning. Excuse me, their outfits. They save their running around for later in the day. I walk toward the picnic tables as if I'm seeing the guys in my class for the first time. I feel like a spy. Hey, Elray, my friend Corey calls out, waving at me. Corey has blonde hair and freckles, and he usually smells like chlorine. He works out before school at a swimming pool in an Oak Glen gym. That's why. And then after school, he works out at an aquatic center in a bigger town nearby. Aquatics means doing stuff in the water. An aquatic center has more than one pool, Corey says. Also, they're longer and more official looking. And nobody has fun there, the way Corey tells it. But he's having fun now, at least. Corey is playing with a wooden paddleboard, his latest obsession. He must have sneaked it into school in his backpack. This doesn't break any big rule, except for the one that says you can't bring toys to school. And Cynthia and Fiona say that the paddle part of the toy could be used as a weapon. They keep threatening to tell on him. But Cynthia's toothy headband could be used as a weapon. So could a book, if it was...